I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Our next story comes with a warning label. Vegetarians may want to skip out for a few minutes, because my colleague Marco Werman is about to talk fried meat.
I don't know what that is, but I do know that sizzling piece of protein is in Colombia. And having been to Colombia once, I can assure you that pretty much any protein that country puts over a fire is going to be delicious. None other than our old friend Steve Dolinsky, Chicago-based food writer, is in Colombia and is here to fill us in. I assume you're there reporting on, among other great food, the thing we just heard, Steve. What was that?
That was one of the many proteins. It was actually steak and a little bit of pork in a dish called bandeja paisa.
Bandeja paisa. What does it mean, actually?
So paisas are people from the Departamento de Antioquia. Antioquia, it's like a state in the U.S. or a province in Canada. There are 32 departamentos in Colombia. So people within this departamento have this dish called bandeja paisa. Bandeja is just a large plate. And so this dish, bandeja paisa, is typically a lunch dish. And I can imagine they would have it, you know, to fill up for another busy afternoon to continue working in the fields. I counted 10 different items on this plate, Marco.
Yeah, you said beef and pork, but if you go for like the real autentico bandeja paisa, I mean, there's a ton of stuff in there.
Yeah, so let's just go through this. There's arepa, which is the corn pancake, the ubiquitous corn pancake you see everywhere in Colombia.
Right.
There's always an egg, a fried egg with a really deep yellow yolk, which I really thought was impressive and tasted great. Some white rice beneath that egg, and then that really thin, lean, grass-fed steak that is pan-fried. Some chicharron, a deep-fried pork belly, really yummy. Lots of giant pinto beans. So again, I'm expecting to see rice and beans here, but that is really just the tip of the iceberg, because then there's French fries on top of that. And then there's chorizo, not pan-fried, deep-fried chorizo. Sometimes there would be morcilla, which is a blood sausage that was not on my plate at El Balcón Restaurante, where I did have that bandeja paisa. By the way, it was in the town of Jerico. It's spelled like Jericho, but it's pronounced Jerico. It's up in the mountains. So in addition to chorizo, there's also plantains or maduros. Those are those really overripe plantains that are deep fried. Mm. And then this is the funniest part of all. There's a salad on the side. So there's some cilantro and there's some carrots and there's some lettuce in there, because they feel like, well, you got to have a little bit of green on your plate to go with all of that fried and pan-fried protein. But man, it is a feast. I'm from the Midwest. I've had giant lumberjack breakfasts before. I've had English breakfast and Irish breakfast, but nothing comes even close to a bandeja paisa.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, most people would eat this and they'd be ready for a defibrillator, but maybe it's about what these people are doing in those coffee plantations. What is that work like, that you can pack away a lunch like this and go back to working?
Well, we took a little tour of a plantation not far away from Jerico, and you can see these workers with their rubber boots, and they're covered head to toe because it can be sunny. It can also be extremely cloudy. And they are climbing these incredibly, really, really steep mountains, and they're picking by hand. Everything is done by hand, and it is hard work. I mean, so you can imagine, you get up early in the morning, and you're picking, and you're picking, and then you run into town, and you have a bandeja paisa, and then you come back for another couple of hours and continue to pick. But it's tough work.
I mean, that's a rich meal in terms of protein and carbs. Is it also an expensive lunch when you're a coffee laborer?
How expensive is it here? I'm going to ask the gentleman off to my side here. It's about $5 in the neighborhood here. So $5 isn't, I mean, obviously not very much for Americans.
Sounds like it'd be a lot.
Yeah, it's $5. It's considerable. But I mean, come on, you're talking about two people could split this meal. There's no way. I mean, I wish they had a medio, a half order, because there's no way I could pile away a full order. I barely got through about half of this plate.
So that sounds great, but then you've got something to cut it afterwards. El postre de siete frutas, that's a dessert of seven fruits. Is it just what it says?
This is really cool, Marco. This is a very unique thing to Jerico, in this little town in the mountains. It's a 150-year-old dessert. They have it at baptisms, first communions, graduations. Very special dish. There are only four families in this town that make this. And apparently, if you go to somebody's special occasion and they don't have this dessert there, you make up some excuse to go to your cousins or your aunts or your nieces, where they do have this dish. It's kind of a dessert lasagna. It's about 7 layers. They've got 5 natural sweets. There's red papaya. There's figs soaked in caramel. Green papaya with panela, which is kind of a hardened brown sugar. Arequipe, which is basically a caramel. And then grapefruit peel that they take about 7 days to make. They say the first 6 days gets rid of the bitterness, and then on the last day they candy the rind of the grapefruit. There's also pineapple and coconut. They have 2 layers of sponge cake. One layer has red wine. The other layer has rum. Somebody told me that, I mean, I'm not sure if this is, I can't verify this, but they said like the little piece that we had has close to 2,000 calories. So I'm not sure you can have a full slice of this. But the pieces we had with a little bit of Colombian coffee, I mean, no bigger than a thumb. Very small piece. It's very rich, very sweet, but not overly sweet. Not like you're eating something really cloying like a frosting. It's got that beautiful balance of caramel and fruit and fig and, you know, just a little bit of that grapefruit peel that's been candied. It's a really wonderful, complex dessert, and they only have it in Jericó.
It also sounds awesome, but is it a good counterpoint to the bandeja paisa, or is it just more on top of that?
No, it actually is. You know, we had this really heavy plate of protein, the bandeja paisa, and we had a beer, we had a Club Colombia. And then we took a little break and we had a little walk around the little square in Jericó. And then we walked down a few blocks to this other restaurant. It's actually a pizzeria, funny enough, called La Pizzeria de José. And we had a little coffee there. And, you know, 30 minutes after we'd had lunch, we had this little dessert. And it was just the right amount. I mean, it wasn't like that big American slice of cake. You have this little piece of sweetness. And it was just the right amount of something to finish off that very heavy, carb, protein-laden lunch, which, by the way, had that little salad on the side, which was still funny to me.
Don't forget the salad. We've got photos of all those Colombian dishes at PRI.org. Steve Dolinsky, thank you so much.
All right, man.
You really should see that calorie-packed dessert the size of a thumb. My colleague Marco Werman speaking there with food writer Steve Dolinsky about some of the culinary delights Steve's encountered in Colombia.